It's time for our weekly visit with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Drapes, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Rich? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. I saw you lacing them up today, participating in a little shooting contest your son was involved in. How'd you do?
No, we did well. We did well. We finished first, but I think on a technicality, I had to email Coach. I think we got away with a couple of extra points because of rules clarification. So, but no, my son carried us, man. He was the one making all the buckets, not me.
Well, listen, the fact that you laced them up and got out there, that says a lot right there. And outdoors, so that's – is your game better indoors or out?
Usually it's actually – growing up it was better outdoors because I knew how to adjust for the wind.
Right.
That's key when you're playing outdoors. Not everybody can do that. So my shot was tailor-made for the wind, because I would always aim to left and somehow it was on the basket. So I was an outdoors guy first and then gradually moved indoors.
That's what happens. You get old, you get a little soft. You like those nice comfy gyms.
Exactly. My knees told me, Kyle, you got to move inside, man.
Well, let's talk about the Celtics. Last night, really not much of an indication. It was a good opportunity for Brad to give the starters some rest, but also an opportunity for Grant Williams, and he's really rising to the occasion.
Yeah, and that's the thing about Grant. He's not going to get you 20 and 10. He's not going to, the numbers aren't going to, jump out at you. But the thing that he'll do is make the right basketball play. He's such a solid basketball player, Rich, whether it's on a defensive end, covering for, an open player, a guy, maybe your teammate blows an assignment, Grant Williams knows how to make up for that. Or on the offensive end, setting screens, finding the open man, making shots, crashing the boards. I mean, he just does everything kind of well. It's not like it's great, but his basketball IQ is off the charts, and that's why I think we may see him come playoff time. When he's out there, he's not hurting you. He helps you out. He can buy you some minutes, and I'm liking what I'm seeing from Grant. The moment never seems too big for him.
And what do you see his role being going forward?
That's a good question. When you look at the big man rotation for the Celtics, obviously Tyce, Cantor, but then who's that third guy? Do they go small and throw Tatum at the four? Do they play Gordon Hayward at the four? And so I think the minutes are there at the back of four position, maybe some five if you want to go really small. And so, come playoff time, I don't expect to see Grant 10 to 20 minutes, but there will be a game where you're going to need him out there, whether it's Tyce in foul trouble or Cantor in foul trouble. So to me, he's the guy, probably the third big man, second big man, I guess you could call him, off the bench behind Enes Kanter. So I think that's where his minutes will come in.
One of my favorite parts of last night was Carson Edwards. And we know about his outside shooting ability, but getting the dunk last night, that was impressive.
Impressive, but should not be shocking. Have you seen his thighs, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those big thighs, the guy has some ups. And, he blew past Westbrook and threw it down on James Harden. It's interesting because he started off the year, if we remember that game in Cleveland, making 8 threes in a quarter. We expected big things out of him this season, and he didn't deliver. And now, last night he gave us some highlights. I don't see much of a role for him come playoff time, though. I think, they're pretty solid in terms of ball handlers. Where he can help the team is if he gets hot, if he gets, knocks down a couple threes. We've seen it in the past. When he gets going, he could be enforced. But I just don't expect that come playoff time. Maybe we'll see him a little bit in these 8-seeding games coming up, which begin Friday. But I'm not expecting much after that.
You guys talked about it on the Celtics Talk podcast, but what a great start Jaylen Brown has had.
Yeah, it's unbelievable because, we talk about all the stars on the Celtics. And at times, I feel like he's, the fourth guy we talk about. Obviously, Tatum and Kemba, sometimes it's Gordon. But, when you talk about a big three right now, and Scal mentioned it yesterday on one of our shows, I think it was, Jaylen Brown has arrived as a member of the big three. So the new big three is Tatum, Kemba, and Jaylen. And we've seen Jaylen perform in the postseason, too. So that's why I'm encouraged by what we're seeing now. It's not a fluke. This is who Jaylen Brown is. He's always aggressive. He's not timid. He's not afraid. And it's clear that he's put the work in, too, Rich. I mean, just the development in his game. When he came out of Cal, everybody said he couldn't shoot threes. Well, this season alone, he's shooting close to 40%, 39%, I think. So he's worked on his game, and that's the thing, man. I just think he's just going to continue to get better and better.
Do the Celtics want to avoid anybody in that first round of the playoffs, or are they happy wherever they end up?
If I'm them, I want to avoid Philadelphia, right? You know,
yeah.
Can you imagine having to take on Philly? That was thought to be maybe an Eastern Conference Finals matchup. For that to happen in the first round, I think ideally the team that they would face, you know, in the first round, if you're not going to face Brooklyn, let's say you're not going to get that number two seed, you want to face Indiana right now. Sabonis, their big man, their all-star, has an Achilles situation going on, plantar fasciitis also. So, you know, he's going to be missing some time. Victor Oladipo still isn't 100%. I think, you know, that Philadelphia matchup, I mean, can you imagine one of those teams, if it's Celtics Sixers, actually being done after round one? That just doesn't seem fair to me.
We've got to get the other Celtics to make some noise without a crowd when Taco comes into the game. It was kind of weird.
It was weird. We heard Mike say it on the broadcast last night. This may be the first time that Taco has checked into a game without much fanfare, right? I mean, where were the We Won Taco chants? I missed those. And so it was good to see Taco get some run. You know, there are some who think that, you know, at some point in the playoffs, Taco's going to have a role. I struggle to see that. I guess maybe when you face some of these bigger teams, let's say a Philadelphia, I don't like the matchup with Toronto, you know, unless they have Marc Gasol out there. So, you know, Taco's still a work in progress, but it seems like he slimmed down a little bit to me, too, which is a good thing. I think he's a little more mobile than what we saw back in March. So we'll see how he develops.
We're talking with Kyle Draper here on Downtown. Six opt-outs and some pretty big names for the Patriots. What does this do going forward? Will there be more Patriots that choose not to play this season? And is the season in any jeopardy?
Well, I think you'll see more players decide to opt out and not play this season. Six Patriots, like you mentioned, a couple of big names, Patrick Chung. I'm a little surprised, but you got to remember, these guys have made money. These guys have already won Super Bowls. You know, they got young families. So I think part problem, too, was it took the NFL so long to come up with a plan to really make guys at ease. Here's the McCourty twins say it the other day. You know, they're a little skeptical about, you know, the season completing. And I don't know how they do it, Rich, to be honest with you. You know, with guys not quarantined, no bubble, the virus rampant, you know, in major parts of the country. So what do you do? You know, we're seeing in baseball. What do you do with those the Miami Dolphins, let's say, or Tampa Bay, or, you know, the teams in Texas, California? I mean, you know, if somebody gets it, or if there's 5 or 10 guys who test positive, are you going to cancel those games? So, same thing with the NBA, like I said before. You know, I think the NFL is a little pessimistic about that.
And the Red Sox, Mets, not the virus that's the problem for them. It's an epically bad pitching staff. At least tonight, we get to see a couple of guys we've heard of with Eovaldi and DeGrom out there. But my gosh, they've been awful pitching, out of it in the first inning, and a team that generally looks just pretty flat and disinterested. And frankly, I don't blame them.
Yeah, I mean, I think they understand when they look at their rotation and their roster, there's nothing to get excited about. What's interesting is they had that big win opening night. Everybody was excited. And then since then, they've been terrible. And so, you know, they threw out some guys I've never heard of, Rich. I'm going to be honest with you, the last couple of nights. And this opening, you know, throwing out an opener plan hasn't worked. It doesn't work when you find yourself in 3-0, 4-0, you know, after the first couple of innings. You know, it's like, you know, basically you're spotting the team a few runs right before you even, you know, get up to the plate. So it's dismal. And, you know, I think that opening night win, a lot of people are excited about, but it's clearly that's fool's gold. And, you know, there's some talk inside our office at NBC Sports Boston. How many games this season will the Red Sox win? Will they even get to 25? Can they go 25-35? And it's not looking like it. You know, this may be a 20-40 kind of team when it's all said and done.
Yikes. All right, Drapes, most importantly, when do we get to see on NBC Sports Boston next?
Tonight at 7, Scal and I, we're back. Countdown to Celtics. We're still ramping up getting everybody ready for that big game Friday night against Milwaukee, which you can see on NBC Sports Boston. So watch Countdown to Celtics, Rich, tonight at 7 o'clock, my friend.
We'll be there. Kyle, thanks as always, and we'll check in again next Wednesday.
All right. Have a good one, Rich. Take care, man.
You too. It's Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston, with us.